Hey everyone, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Dave Guerra here, and I hope your holiday season has been and continues to be filled with nothing but comfort and joy. As of this recording, we are a couple of weeks away from the end of 2012 and the beginning of 2013, but before we get there, there are a few things we must take care of, and here we go. From the Berlin Brigade mail call, this first one reads, "Dear Dave, I am a U.S.-based producer for German public television. On the occasion of the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy's visit to Berlin, where he gave his famous Ich bin ein Berliner speech, and as well to Germany in June of 1963, we are working on a documentary about this amazing event. We are in search of people who witnessed the visit. Seems to me there should be veterans of the Berlin Brigade who were there. Would you please help? Tell you what, everyone, if you were there on the ground at Rathaus Schöneberg and actually witnessed President Kennedy's speech, please drop me an email at dave@berlinbrigade.com. Again, that's Dave, D-A-V-E, at berlinbrigade.com, and I will pass it along. So again, you had to be there on the ground at Rathaus Schöneberg and actually witness President Kennedy's speech. Let's see. The next email reads... okay, here we go. I've been trying to locate some of my teammates from 1969 with the Bears, and I can't seem to find a roster or an article about them. The Observer has a few about some of the games, and I have the names Galler, Baker, Sayer, Walker, Coach Turner, and Hendricks, etc. But I was hoping to find a hometown for them. I left Berlin in April of 1970. I captained the 1969 GI Super Bowl with Walker. Do you have any websites that might help me locate these people and events, and maybe someone that might have some game photos too? My things were thrown away when sis cleaned the parents' attic after their passing. It happens. Stuff gets thrown out. So anything you might know, or I would appreciate your input. Well, thanks, S. Well, S, let's see what our listeners can do for you, everyone, or those of you that if you played on the 1969 Berlin Bears football team or attended one of the games of the 1969 Berlin Bears football team, again, drop me an email at dave@berlinbrigade.com, and I will pass it along to S. Let's see. Our third email reads, "Hello, I am not sure if you can answer this question, but to here goes. We were stationed in Berlin from 1988 to 1992. I got my high school diploma from our college on McNair Barracks. At least I think it was McNair in 1989. Do you know of any colleges or universities that had classes on post during that time? Any help you can give me would be greatly appreciated. Thank you, R." Great question, R. We've had this kind of question before, and we'll get it again. So we have no problem answering it. And I did already respond to R. I sent R an email saying, all I could offer was City Colleges of Chicago. But I do know there were other schools, and the names escape me. But they were there at the Ed Center at McNair. So listen, any of the listeners out there, if you know the school that offered the high school diploma program on McNair, please write me, and again, I will pass it along to R, and again, the email address is dave@berlinbrigade.com. The fourth email is from P, and P is inquiring for info about her father. Here goes. "I am searching for information about my dad. He is still alive, but he is 85 and not doing so well. He was in Germany, in Berlin, with General Clay. I think he was an office worker, but he doesn't talk much about that part. He has told us many times about sitting at a table at one of the quote-unquote clubs that the general knew, and that the general knew everyone's name there. Pretty cool. He had an apartment in the building near the headquarters, I think. Anyway, his name is Bob Benton. His full name is Robert Lewis Benton. I am just searching to see if you or anyone can tell me more about him during that time. Thank you, P." Well, listen, folks, let's see what we can do to help P out. I know that most of us wish we were there when General Clay was in residence in Berlin, but for those of you that were actually there and remember Bob Benton, please drop me an email and I will pass your info along to our writer. And again, thank you for your email and everyone that sent in an email. I thank you again. Questions, comments, concerns, you're looking for somebody, reunion ideas, something, don't hesitate to drop me an email, and that's dave@berlinbrigade.com. Some great conversations I've got going on with some awesome people right now on email, and so it's great. It's fun. It's a great way to communicate with each other, and again, if you've got something that you're looking for or you need a question answered, drop me a note. And let's see, what else? Oh, yes, don't forget, the Allied Museum in Berlin is still looking for your contributions to their upcoming exhibition, From G.I. Jive to G.I. Disco. If you want more information, please visit the Allied Museum website, and the link to that will be on the episode 44 page of BerlinBrigade.com, as well as our links page, and that's up at the top of the website, links. Additionally, you can also download the flyer that contains more information from the Allied Museum and GI Disco about their collaboration, and a link will also be on the podcast episode 44 page of the BerlinBrigade.com. Let's see. Well, listen, hey, everyone, let's wrap this up. I thank you for joining us today. I thank you for joining me all year long. I wish each and every one of you and your family and your friends a very Merry Christmas and a very happy and safe New Year. We'll see you on the other side of the calendar. Tschüss.